The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, this is Roxy Ray and my elastic butthole, and you are listening to Who's Right with Doug and Anthony.
All right, everybody. So I'm sure you picked up on the fact that we've got no music this week. There's a story behind that. But first, I would like to address the white elephant butt in the room. So last week we talked about Roxy Ray, and she got a kick out of it. So she's, you can see she called the show and left a voicemail for us. That was nice.
Yep.
If you don't know Roxy Ray, so I've been doing a little bit of research on her now, because last week I didn't know anything about her. Now I know a lot.
You've seen the inside.
So she's in a couple movies, like, I don't know, hundreds, I guess. Some of them that you may have seen is Curse of the Fisted Sister.
That's my favorite.
Gape Lovers 9. Fist Punch, The Incredible Ass of Roxy Ray.
Fist Punch. That sounds like a superhero name.
I wish we would have named our podcast Fist Punch.
Me too. It's the Fist Punch with Ham and Pickle. Every week we rename our show. Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
So like I said, I've been doing some research, you know, for the show, because it's important to me.
Of course.
I got to be honest with you. She's sexy until she gets naked and opens up her butthole.
Oh, man.
You just can't
do it? Can't get into it?
I don't think I'd have any problem getting into it.
Speaking of getting into it, I am going to make a vow this show that I am going to try my hardest to not make any gay jokes, because it's been brought to my attention multiple times that I make too many gay jokes and that I might be trying to cover for the fact that I'm gay. Is that,
you know what? I think that's something I'm going to get behind you on.
All right. Good. It's going to be tough, but I think I can pull it off.
No, I have no doubt. So back to Roxy. I wanted to finish my thought here.
Yeah,
so
sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just, while I was thinking of it, I didn't want to forget.
So, like I said, I've spent numerous hours looking at some
numerous
of
hours of research.
Yeah, you know I like to do work for this show.
I know.
So I have seen some shit, man. I
I have seen some shit.
I'm going to describe one of the videos here.
Yeah.
So what's that thing called, that metal spreader bar that they use to pull body parts apart or something? I think it's like a rib cracker or something.
Speculum.
Right. The reculum.
Yeah, reculum. Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
So she's laying on her back, I guess. Uh-huh. So her butthole is straight up and down.
Okay.
And they use the reculum. And
it's a speculum. The reculum.
So they put it in her butthole and open it up, and it's bigger around than, like, I want to say, like a hardball. Like, it's a big enough opening between a hardball and a softball.
Okay.
And then there's another girl there and a guy there, and they pour Fruit Loops in her butt and then fill it up with milk. And then they eat it.
And they share it with her, don't they?
I didn't see her eat any. So she was just
me neither. I never seen that one.
But It was like watching 9/11 footage. I couldn't stop watching it.
What's the 9/11 footage? I'm sure she's going to appreciate that.
So she has to know that not everybody's into this. I mean,
does she have to know that you're going to compare it to 9/11? Yeah. Somebody's going to compare this to 9/11 somehow, right? What the fuck?
So, like I said, I mean, she is sexy. There's no doubt about that. It's just her. What is it? Niche. Whatever.
Butthole. Her butthole.
It just doesn't do it for me. But anyway, so they're sitting there, and it looks like a bowl of cereal, except it's a butthole. And then she starts laughing, and it starts bubbling. It is. I think it's okay for me to say it's like one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. It's not something that I could masturbate to, but it's definitely a video that I promise you I will see again.
Okay.
But so after the first time I watched it, I mean, I'm almost positive that I'm suffering from PTSD. I've been walking around for the last couple of days with a 1,000-yard stare, you know, like the World War II, the guys in the trenches.
So not only are you comparing pornography to 9/11, but you're also minimizing PTSD in soldiers, huh? This is going to be a good show.
I'm not minimizing nothing. I'm telling you, I understand where they're at now.
I saw people get killed in war. I watched some girl eat Fruit Loops out of her butthole. Same thing.
I understand why they need therapy now. It's something I can back. I couldn't back it before. Now I understand.
Oh, I'm glad you're coming off bad in this show, not me.
I don't feel like I'm coming off bad. I'm being honest. Uh-huh. I mean, so do you think she's sexy?
Absolutely.
Right. So there's no question that she's sexy.
Yeah.
The interactions that we've had on Twitter or whatever, she's very articulate. She's very nice. She comes off very sweet.
Yep.
She just a little more one way than I am on some things.
So I wouldn't, she's not my favorite porn star, obviously, whatever, but I enjoy pornography, right? And I have for a really long time. So she obviously enjoys what she's doing, and it sounds cliche, but it shows in her work. I mean, I don't know how to say it any other way. So
all of a sudden she's fucking Oliver Stone.
Exactly.
Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
I'm not trying to say that it's like, you know, artsy fartsy, but
fartsy.
but there's a difference from the people that get into pornography because they need crack money or you know, or whatever, and the people that they like what they do. And anybody that does something and they like what they do and they're successful, more power to you. I think it's fucking great.
Yeah. So if you go on our website, which I have, I'm 3 minutes away from becoming a fucking member of her website, I think. It's like I've looked at everything there is to look at. But it's for the show, you know.
Oh, of course. Duh. I you don't have to keep saying that. I know.
It's going to help me later.
Is that right?
If you read, it's like a welcome page or whatever, but she makes it very clear that she wanted to find a space to enjoy her sexuality in whatever that is. And it's like, I think it's great. She obviously has no inhibitions and like you said, enjoys what she does. So
I think that most people wish they, not necessarily that they wish they
nope.
stick big things up their butthole, but they wish that they had no inhibitions. Like whatever they want to do, they are inhibited somehow. And she isn't. And I think it's amazing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that yeah. I just had a flashback to the Fruit Loops, and I lost my train of thought.
Oh my gosh. That's pretty funny.
It sounds like she's going to be sporting one of our shirts, so that's pretty fucking cool.
Oh, that would be amazing. I would be like a little schoolgirl, all giddy and shit.
Yeah, I was going to, like, thinking about asking her for her autograph or something, but I didn't want to come off all fanboyish on her.
I think you just did.
I don't. It's different when I'm talking on here.
Is it? Is it really? Yeah.
I wanted to ask her, like, so we're going to interview her. One of the questions I want to ask her is, if you look at her Twitter feed, you know, there is some interesting comments on there. And I really want to know what she thinks of the people that ask these questions.
Yeah, I've always wondered that with porn stars, because they come off creepy as hell, you know? I mean, I am creepy as hell, but I try not to come off that way. Is that what you're talking about? Creepy questions?
Oh yeah, super creepy. I'm trying to get to it here. I just seen something I didn't want to see. Like this right here. I've never tongue fucked a nice ass before. Bet Roxy's a delicious. I'd have her ass for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Do you think she reads that and she's like, oh, that's so sweet?
That's so sweet. No. I don't know, maybe, I guess. Look, I think I would that if we ask her that, her response is going to almost have to be yes, I think that's sweet, because any other response would alienate her audience, you know?
Right. But that's what I just wish that we could have, like, I wish that I could just ask her a bunch of questions and then she could just be completely honest.
Yeah.
And then we share that with everybody.
Awesome. Yeah. It's I've never interviewed anybody for any reason, so it's gonna be good. So
it's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
Yeah, it is. So if anybody's got questions, leave them on the voicemail. And if they're not dumb, maybe that'll help us out and we can get your questions answered. I don't know when we're setting this thing up, but leave a voicemail or tell us we're stupid because we like this chick. I don't know. Whatever you want. Just leave us a voicemail.
I think she's going to be starting a podcast eventually.
Seriously?
And yeah, and I'm really hoping that it's more about her personal life than it is about her porn, you know?
Yep. Well, anything you want to know about her porn life, you can find out pretty easily.
I don't know that I care to hear stories about how many tries they had to do to get the Fruit Loops or
I do. I think that'd be just that question. I'm curious now. I wasn't, but I am now. Before you said that, I assumed it was just all one sequence. Just one time. We got all right, one we, shot. This shot cost us $1 million. We better make it right.
We got to hurry up and get it while the sun's right. All right. So what?
What I was going to ask is, how pissed off do you think the guys or the people at Kellogg's are? The people that own the Fruit Loops brand name?
Actually, they had it all taped up so you couldn't read any branding or anything.
Oh, okay. But Everybody knows.
Fruit circles from Save-A-Lot.
Generic fruit circles.
You want to impress me, do it with Pop Rocks.
Yep.
All right. So
the goal is to impress you.
I want to talk a little bit about, so a couple weeks ago, we had we were featuring some music. It was Jasmine Cain.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I had such a problem with this. I mean, I do. I'll get into it, but hold on, I got to get away from her butthole here. Not Jasmine Cain's. This is Roxy Ray's.
Oh, shit.
I keep wanting to say Rachel Ray.
Should I put this out there? I told Doug that we should do the interview as if we thought she was Rachel Ray, and we had Rachel Ray on our show. I think that would be hilarious, but, you know.
All right, so with Jasmine Cain... I reached out to her and I said, so I got one of them fucking auto replies because we followed each other or whatever. And I said, we would love the opportunity to feature your music on our show. Thoughts? Yeah. And she said, cool, please email me at, and then an email address with the details. Yeah. Thanks. So I sent her an email address, or I sent her an email that said, you know, well, here's a link to our latest show. Here's a link to our homepage. Here's the format will be, we will play a 10 to 20 second clip of your music. Then we'll talk a little bit about it and we'll do our show. And then we'll end with the full song. And then I'll put a link to your show or your homepage or whatever else you want in there or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, the only thing I ask in return is that when I tag you in a tweet, just retweet it. That's, you know, it's kind of like a give and take. We'll play your music. You get us out to your audience.
Sure.
And she said, no problem. Which format would you like our song in? And look forward to the show, whatever. Okay.
So did you tell her you want it on vinyl?
So, you know, as much as you're trying to derail me, I'm not going to let you. So
I'm just going to stick it in where I can get it in, buddy.
We had the show and I said, just letting you know, your episode is up now. It's my pinned tweet. That was a direct message to her.
Uh-huh.
I heard nothing. And then, did you listen to the show? And I heard nothing. So I just let it go.
Yeah.
I figured that she was just going to go back on her word and not retweet it, whatever. And I was looking through Twitter, and I noticed she's on there every single day. And she says the same thing every day. Good morning, rockers. And she gets a great reply from her fans. You know, she's got a bunch of fans that follow her pretty hardcore, it looks like.
Okay.
And I couldn't take it anymore. It's like, you know my personality. You know that if I need an answer to something, I need it right now.
So I do know that.
I said, I am confused by the cold Twitter shoulder. Did you guys not like the show? And she replied almost immediately with, to be honest, I couldn't make it past the first few minutes. It didn't hold my attention. Now, what pissed me off about that is our show isn't any more shitty then than it was the one that I sent her, which means either she didn't listen to it.
It isn't any more shitty now than it was then.
But my problem,
that's not a ringing endorsement, I don't know what is.
But my problem is I don't give a shit if you made it past 30 seconds. We had an agreement. We'll play your music.
Yep.
You retweet. And that's that. I mean, it pissed me off. It doesn't piss me off that she doesn't like the show. There's a lot of people that don't like the show. I don't give
a fuck. Not. No, there's not. I don't believe that for a minute.
And, you know, I even went back and listened to some more of her music. And I'll stand by what I said. I think she's a great artist. I'm sorry that she wasn't as impressed with my ability to make her giggle. It's two button pushes. You push the little retweet button, and then do you want to quote it or do you want to retweet it? You just push retweet. You could have quoted it and said, don't listen to this because these guys fucking suck, but you didn't. You just chose to ignore it. The fuck is wrong with you? Why you committed to fucking doing it. You said you were going to fucking do it and you didn't fucking do it. Fuck! I'm fucking dwelling on this thing from a month ago. It's been eating at me. I'm sorry, Jasmine. I'm sorry you didn't fucking retweet it. We could have rode this relationship out for your whole fucking tour. We're in 35 countries, goddammit. We're in 35 fucking countries. Do you know what that fucking means? Every state in the United States and 35 fucking countries. We could have put your music out every fucking week. To Slovakia, goddammit. Well, you know what? Not this time, sister. From now on, you are Voldemort. You are the name we do not speak. All right. All right. Well, that was fun. But I don't know. I think after this, I'll probably let it go, but...
No.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we'll be in episode 90 something. You'll still be talking about it.
That goddamn Jasmine Kane.
She really got under your skin with that one, man.
You know, it's like...
And not only that, but the first few minutes of the show is when we talked about her.
Yeah, but maybe she skipped ahead or something. You know, she's heard her music before. And I follow her on Twitter, and she's in the middle of a tour right now. It's at Jasmine Kane Rock. She's in the middle of a tour right now, and I'm keeping up with her tour. You know, I know she just did a benefit for Ronald McDonald House. I thought that was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I just picked up on the fact that she did a song for Sons of Anarchy, which I love that fucking show.
Huh. Wow. So she's big time.
Yeah, she is. And maybe she just wanted to protect her audience from us, you know, like didn't want to endorse us over, you know, some shit podcast, and then her word wouldn't mean anything to her fans, which is fine, but she should have thought about that before she fucking agreed to do it.
No, that's not fine. You can't talk about rock and roll out of one side of your mouth and then, you know, not be rock and roll out of the other side, you know?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I have no clue, man.
We're not rock and roll. We're like some shitty knockoff boys to
I'm
men.
I'm talking about her. She talks, oh, we're rock. Well, you're not a rocker. You're just some chick that is too scared to play our show because we're too real for you.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, I'm done. That was dumb.
And you know, the other thing I wanted to say is when we first started this shit with playing people's music,
yeah.
We played a band called Bad Mary.
Yeah.
And I went back and listened to a couple of our old shows, and I came across that one, and God damn it, I was like, I was being a douche just to be a douche, man. It wasn't even funny. You know, I was minimizing their ability to to play music, and
you spent the whole episode talking about how hot she was.
I can't help it, she was fucking hot.
She is pretty hot, but they play music too. I don't know if you remember that.
But the good thing, you know, they went back and so they retweeted the episode that they were in, and they, I would assume, didn't care for it, but they held up their end of the fucking deal.
Sure.
It just pisses me off that fucking Jasmine Kane saying you're going to do something and then not doing it just because you didn't like how we were talking about you, or we couldn't hold your attention long enough when we were talking about you. I don't understand it. God damn it.
You're going to make Doug's head explode, man.
God, it fucking pisses me off. You know, I mean, so if you get a chance, go listen to Jasmine Kane.
I liked it too. It was rock music. You know, if you like rock music, check it out. We'll give her another plug. Fuck her.
Yeah, we'll give her another. Well, but yeah, fuck, plug her.
We'll give her another butt plug. Fuck her.
Speaking of Roxy, did you know that? Also, I urge everybody, please go check out Bad Mary. They're a good group. I'm an asshole. I apologize.
Both of those things are true, and everybody already knew that. I think.
Fucking. You better fucking retweet this shit, Jasmine, or we're gonna do this every fucking week.
This is the Jasmine Kane Show with Ham and Pickle.
And we've been Bad Mary.
I already forgot what our new name was. What was it? Double Fist or Triple?
Fist Punch.
Fist Punch. Yeah. Fist Punch. This is Fist Punch.
All right, so now we were, you know, we started, that's how I think we got into Roxy before, was we try to touch on a different fetish.
Yeah.
And this week we are going with a fetish that I don't know that either one of us are familiar with, but it's called Wham.
I am familiar with it, sort of, I suppose.
You're familiar with all fucking porn, you freak.
So, well, yeah, yes. So... This one I get. This one I understand, sort of.
What?
So go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish.
What? How can? All right. So what WHAM stands for is wet and messy.
Yeah.
And it's my understanding that it's pretty much anything other than bodily fluids of any kind.
Oh, you lost me right there then. I didn't realize that. I'm out.
So, like whipped cream, eggs, milk, paint, mud, chocolate sauce, fruit juice, beer, shaving. I don't understand it.
Paint.
I'm gonna link to the Wikipedia page for wet and messy fetishism.
Yeah.
And there's a picture, and it says a woman who has been pied. Look at that. She's got whipped cream all over her and shit. Oh, it's stupid. Yeah. I don't fucking get it.
That clown that pied her must have been huge. What the fuck? That's weird, man. See, when I think wet and messy, right? Not like with food. I'm thinking like spit and all that kind of crap, which is awesome. But food?
Here we go.
Like, what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
You said, here you go.
I said, oh, here we go. You're all on here. Spit we go. And shit.
Whatever. Whatever, fucker. I'm done with you.
All right. This has been Wet and Messy with Ham and Pickle.
No, it's been Ham and Pickle with Wet and Messy. I'm trying to open my heart and soul, and you just want to cut me down.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
You picked this fucking fetish. You better have something.
I picked it? Fuck you. I picked a different one, and you said no.
You wanted to talk about people eating people.
No, you're oversimplifying it.
Please explain.
So what I wanted to talk about was vore, V-O-R-E, right? It's a imaginary fetish. It's not, you don't do anything. You just think about stuff. You think about either eating someone or being eaten by someone, but not like chewing them. You think about being swallowed or swallowing somebody whole. So it's a fetish in your mind, like a fantasy thing. Not eating people, jackass. Get it right.
Yeah, I'm the jackass.
Yeah, I'm the jackass.
I think that we should get away from picking this fetish every week and just spend 5 minutes with Roxy.
This is our 5 minutes with Roxy. Maybe she'll be a regular guest on our show. Maybe she'll be third host.
And I don't even want her to talk about sex. I would like her opinion on, like, the Trump-Russia collusion.
Really?
I promise you, she is smarter than both of us. Not that that's saying a whole lot, but I promise she is.
I bet she probably is. So maybe we get her on for just a five-minute segment, you know, Roxy's Corner every week, and just...
Roxy's nothing, box.
Nothing sexual, you know. Talk to her about her cookware and her cooking show.
You're trying to drag that back, ain't you? Trying to,
can't help it. I thought it was funny. Was it too much? Was it too forced?
No, it was fine. Everybody got a real big kick out of it.
Fuck you.
All right, so I guess we'll just jump into... our misconnections here real quick.
All right.
As always, I had to do the digging on these.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You always got to make yourself the fucking martyr.
Yeah. I'm the one that sat through all them videos of Rachel Ray.
I've sat through them long before I ever even knew you as a person, so...
No, I watched Rachel Ray cooking shows for fucking 2 hours because I thought that's what we were talking about.
Even better. Why are you trying to bring that back in? I already tried and you said no.
Because I did it and it was funny.
Oh, boy.
All right. This is from San Antonio, man for a woman. I had sex with your mother. I am sorry.
What?
Every fucking time.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's fucking funny. Sorry, go ahead.
I had sex with your mother. I am sorry, but I can't change that. I spent most of my life searching for that special relationship, and I threw it all away for a oral anal with a drunk, slutty whore. No offense.
No. No offense.
Does your mom live in San Antonio?
No.
All right. What we need to do is move on. Yes, I'm still married to Catherine. Yes, I still love you. Please, let's make this work. Let's get high and watch Disney movies naked like we used to.
What? I don't even know what to say to that. Is that like getting drunk and going fishing, or getting drunk and lifting weights like last one?
All right. This one.
Drunk and lift weights.
This one's going to. I'll just go. Fuck it. I always feel like I have to explain these, but I think they're pretty self-explanatory.
I think they explain themselves.
Lady at the funeral, man for woman. I saw you at the funeral and I couldn't take my eyes off of you. I think you wanted to look at me, but you couldn't. You just stayed in the corner. Your hair was blonde. I was wearing the dark suit. I brushed against your hand briefly, but you didn't react. You were like an angel in a room full of grief, the center of attention. I hope they have keyboards in heaven so you can write me back.
What? What the fuck? That took a turn fast, didn't it?
I told you.
That took me a second to catch up. Isn't that an Eric Clapton song, Keyboards in Heaven?
When he pushed his baby out the window or something?
Yeah,
is that right?
I think so, yeah. Right? He left his baby in a hot car. Is that what it was?
Allegedly. There. I think we're safe now.
Allegedly. God, we're assholes.
You know, one of the problems that I'm having with this show is that I forget that how many people listen to it.
Uh-huh.
And how many people that I know listen to it. You know, there's things that I go to start talking about and I'm like, oh, I can't say that.
Don't be a pussy. Come on.
We should have started this anonymously.
Yep. Let's do it anonymously now. I'm wearing a fake mustache.
How many guys you work with listen to the show? Several?
Like probably five, I guess.
Yeah, and they all know that you have a cum fetish.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. If they would have asked, I would have told them. I mean, I don't know how that would come up organically in conversation, but...
So the guys over at Conspiring to Argue have been wanting us to do a show with them.
Yeah.
The problem is they're smart.
Oh, well, that sucks.
What I would like to find is, what would be cool is if we could come up with a topic that two of us agree with, two of us disagree with, regardless of what the combination is.
Sure.
But, you know, they put out a suggestion of the Trump Russia thing, and I don't want to read, so there's a problem.
Yeah, well, it's not the reading, it's just that's a boring topic to me. I don't care enough about that right now. I'd rather talk about dick and fart jokes. Can we do a conspiracy on that?
What if we were to get them just to watch that Roxy Ray video with the Fruit Loops?
Yeah,
I mean, that could be a good show, just like their reaction.
Yeah. Did you ever watch that Two Girls, One Cup video?
I did.
So I think that that was a huge overreaction on the part of the internet, because I've seen way worse stuff. You know what I mean?
You have, but the majority of normal people haven't. You understand you're kind of fucked in the head, right? I mean, you have to know that.
Yeah, but it seems normal to me.
But it's not to everybody else. I mean,
yeah, I mean, so you got to know that your reality seems normal to you, right? I mean, I'm smart enough to know that everybody's not like me, but I mean, your reality has to seem normal to you.
So I watched a video in the last 2 days of a girl pooping out a bowling ball. It was like half size bowling ball, but bowling ball nonetheless, down a hallway into some pins. All right. Yeah. When I watched that, I knew it wasn't normal. I knew that, all right, so this wasn't in health class.
So if it's not in health class, it's not normal?
Okay. Yeah, that's my litmus test.
Oh, okay. That's your litmus test? God, you're boring. So abstinence only? That's it? That's all that's all you can do? God, you're boring. You have to know that there are a lot of people with a lot of different fetishes. That's why one of the reasons why I love the section that we do on fetishes, because this shit fascinates me.
But the problem is you already, okay, it doesn't matter what the fetish is.
Yeah.
I could say, hey, what do you know about this? And you're like a fucking pornopedia. You know, you know all about it.
Haven't you ever had an interest in anything?
I thought before we started doing this podcast, I thought that I had like a corrupt sexual drive, I guess. Not corrupt, but you know, some of the videos that I've finished to are what I thought was hardcore. Turns out not.
Turns out not. You're a soft core vagina.
Apparently.
But I mean, it's not like, it's not something I'm like, oh, I'm better than you because I like harder core porn than you. That's fucking stupid. you like what you like. I don't know.
I wish that I want to talk to somebody that watched that video of the cereal getting eaten out of her butt and okay. Somebody that finished to it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I want to know. It.
But I did. Yeah. Okay.
I want to know. See, like for you, did it do anything for you or was it like,
no, not at all. No, I mean, not in a sexual way. No, not at all.
Right. So I want to talk to somebody that it did. I just want to know like why. I mean, I don't know. I'm fascinated though.
Yeah. It's a super interesting topic to me. Any kind of sexuality is interesting because we spend our whole lives trying to suppress our sexuality. And there's a few people that don't, and those are the ones that like stick out as weird. Well, everybody tries to suppress their sexuality, and that's what's weird.
Do you think that? Yeah, so, I mean that's a good point, but there's certain things that, and maybe I'm just hung up on that because I don't find it sexy, then nobody else should, and that's fine. I'll own that.
I'll own that. Good,
but.
Good.
What do you
think is the most common sexual fetish? I mean, not like boobs or whatever, but something that's not everybody has it, but it's still very common.
Is lesbianism a fetish?
No, it's not.
No, I'm serious.
You mean like if you're a guy and you watch lesbians having sex?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a fetish, no. Maybe it is, I guess, but that's not really what I was talking about.
Well, no, but that to me seems like it would be the most common.
Yeah. I think I heard somewhere that a foot fetish was the most common.
Yeah, I'm going with lesbians.
Yeah. I'm just telling you what I heard. I read it in an article or something. I heard it somewhere a long time ago. But I like lesbians.
Let's wrap this up, man. You got an hour and 45 minutes to listen to this bullshit.
All right. Bye.
Well, hey, so again, thank you everybody for listening. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you, Jasmine Kane and Bad Mary, for putting out some good music. One of you is hotter than the other. Figure it out.
Figure it out. Well, we dedicated a whole show to one and not a whole show to the other. Let's see. All right. Thanks. Thanks. Bye.
We thank you for listening to the Who's Right podcast.
We'd like to remind you that we are on iTunes, of course. So check us out there. We have a website. Check us out on the website. You have to have an internet connection for that.
You're an idiot.
We will not be reimbursing you for your internet connection.
Some data usage may apply.
Who'sright.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
At @who's_right_pod. Check us out on Patreon, where for only $1 a month, you can get behind-the-scenes access.
Before the show, we will sit down for a few minutes, kind of talk, figure out what we're going to do for the show, and And then after the show, we kind of talk about how we thought it went. And you can hear all that for a low, low price of $1 a month.
Generally, there's some pretty good chuckles to be had in the pre-show and the post-show.
If you like the show, you'll like that. If you don't, you probably won't.
But we would still take the dollar. Don't forget to go to the website and pick up a shirt as worn by the fabulous Roxy Ray. You want to leave us a message or ask us a question, we will answer any question you may have. Give us a call, 508-974-4489. That's 508-9-RIGHT-9.
Hey, what's up? I am testing this recording thing, so I'm recording our conversation. Just the one-sided. I wanted to see if it's going to pick up me moving the microphone around or your voice through the speaker. So am I going to have to zip the file to send it to you? I know what it is. I don't have one. Yeah. Do you have Dropbox? Is there a limit to the file size? WAV files are pretty big. WAV files are pretty big. All right. Well, I'll give that a try. A Microsoft deal.